Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we ask that the Holy Spirit guide us. The Holy Spirit lead us into all truth, light our path, and cause us to go in the way that we should go. Lord, as we look at the early church, let us understand your word, let us understand your principles, let us understand the importance of laying the right foundation. Lord, as we receive this understanding, and as we see the power of your early church, as they went out to preach your word, let us also go out in boldness. Give us a desire, Lord, to see your kingdom being furthered and your will being done. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, we've spent a lot of time this year in the book of Acts. And we've looked at the early church and how they preached the gospel and how they saw miracles and power, even persecution, and how they overcame it in their lives. And all of this seems to be coming to a point, namely water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism. And this morning I want to look at water baptism. And we've seen that the theme of Acts is how the gospel went from Jerusalem to Judea, into Samaria, and into the ends of the earth. And the early church never made converts. And that's an interesting statement. They always made disciples. And we are not called to make converts. We are also called to go out and make disciples. And as the early church takes the gospel to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles in the will of God, you notice this constant principle in the book of Acts. First, men are saved. Then soon after that, they are water baptized and Holy Spirit baptized. In no specific order, but water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism are a priority in the early church. And it's something that we don't seem to do. We just seem to think that if we make converts, it's good enough. We want the power. We want to see the Lord move, but we don't want to go out and pray for people. We don't want to go out and lay the foundation that we need to lay. And so the early church has shown us the principles of God in how they went out and preached the gospel. And so this morning when we look at water baptism, the question for us is, how important is water baptism in a believer's life? And why is it so important to lay the foundation of repentance, water baptism, and Holy Spirit baptism in our lives? Well, there are certain concepts in the Word of God, and they are clearly seen, although not specifically stated. Well, what example can we use? Well, the word Trinity. Did you know that you won't find the word Trinity in the Bible? But that does not mean that the concept does not exist. The Bible teaches that God is one God, but that he consists of three persons, one in three and three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this concept replays itself in many aspects in our Christian lives. Another example is marriage. Marriage teaches about the Trinity. God says that a man shall leave his father and his mother, and he shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Man and wife as two become one, and then a third is born. Man, wife, and child are a result of being one. Three individual personalities, yet one. Even in the concept of salvation, you see these same types of principles. You see, we misunderstand salvation because it has three aspects to it. It is a past, a present, and a future aspect to salvation. Well, what is the past aspect of salvation? Well, it's called justification. When Jesus died on the cross, he took our sin and he gave us his righteousness. And even though we are guilty, because he paid the price for us, we have been justified. So when we are saved, we are justified. And so I have been saved means that I have been justified. But then there's a present aspect to salvation. You see, I'm busy being saved. And what does the Bible call that? It says, I'm busy being sanctified. When we were saved, when we were justified, we co-died with Jesus Christ on the cross. And so I have been saved. In other words, I've been born again. But now, presently, we are called to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus Christ. In other words, we are called to die daily. And we are called to crucify the flesh and its sinful passions. And so dying daily is an ongoing reality in our Christian lives. And Jesus says to us, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so we are busy being crucified with Christ. And so we are busy being sanctified. That is an everyday reality of being made holy in my salvation or in my walk with the Lord. But then there is a future aspect of salvation. And the word says that we shall be saved. Well, what does it mean by that? Jesus says, he who perseveres to the end shall be saved. And what does it mean? It means lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh. And so the future aspect of salvation is redemption. The three go together. You cannot separate them. They are actually one in the concept of salvation. The past, present, and future aspects of salvation is justification, sanctification, and redemption. And so I've been crucified with Christ, but I'm busy being crucified with Christ. And then one day I'm going to physically die in my belief and be planted in the earth and then resurrected. And so we have been buried with him, but we are busy being buried with him, and we are also going to be buried with him. You see these aspects all the time in the Word of God, past, present, and future. In the same way that when we were born again, we were resurrected with him. In other words, we are already living our eternal life. And that's a blessing. Eternal life with us, with the Lord, starts the day you get born again. But presently, we are busy being resurrected to him. In that every day we should be dying to ourselves, dying to this world, dying to the flesh, and living in newness of life in Christ. But ultimately, the Bible tells us, we are going to be resurrected. Well, we have the same principles in baptism. It's the same. Although the word teaches one baptism, we can clearly see three aspects to baptism. Well, there's baptism of repentance, when you are born again. Then there's baptism in water, when you are water baptized. And baptism in the Holy Spirit, when you are baptized by the Holy Spirit in power to witness, speaking in tongues.